The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about inflation, we talk about taxes, Social Security, the stock market, your 401k, diversification, estate planning, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's no exception because we have a show that is full of boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Yes, thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And I do. I feel great. And as our firm name implies, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. So if that is you, then you are who we have built our website, our business, this show. Everything is geared around helping you to achieve what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to relax. We want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to have financial peace of mind. All of that is what we're about. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it and listen to it every week. We also, you can subscribe to our market alert video, and that's free for those of you who are over 50. Gives you our latest thinking on what's going on and what we think is going to happen and all of that. And then also what you can do is you can avail yourself of videos and articles and all kinds of seminars and content. Lots of good stuff for you on our website. It's rpoa.com. I encourage you to go there and avail yourself of all of that. Okay, well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, you may have noticed that there was a massive rally when the Federal Reserve announced that they were going to raise interest rates by 0.75%. They said inflation's really bad. They said that we need to really be aggressive, and the market just went bonkers with that. What the heck happened? Why did it do that? And why that market rally, believe it or not, could be a bad thing. So I'm going to go over that with you here in our first segment. Also this week, want to talk with you about required minimum distributions. Now, one of the things you may not know is that the IRS...
Oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah, those guys that should scare you. Those guys want to tax your IRAs, but unless you take the money out, they can't tax it. So there are these things called required minimum distributions, which force you to take it out, and then you start paying taxes on it. And so understanding how those rules work, when you have to satisfy them, all of that kind of stuff, want to go over with you here in our second segment. Now, also, we're going to talk, as we do every week, about strategies to maximize Social Security, probably the number one one topic that we discuss with clients and prospective clients. There are over 9,000 combinations of how and when you can take Social Security. It's unbelievably complicated. Which one is the right one for you? Well, it all depends. And so that's why there are so many different strategies to address that. So we're going to have strategy number 15 for you. And basically, if you could send me your questions, what I'll endeavor to do is answer them on the air, your Social Security questions. You make my life easy. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer those questions for you. Now, also, as you know, because we work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon, people who are over 50, one of the things that we believe is that growth is important for sure, but protection of principal is even more important. In fact, it is one of our investment principles that guides the decision-making that we make on behalf of our clients. And so our belief system is we want your money to last as long as you do, okay? Call us crazy, but that's what we want. And so therefore, being inordinately risky, not paying attention to protecting your principal, we believe would be a mistake. And so we focus a lot of our attention on that. And as you know, we have been out of the market here for quite a while now in an effort to protect our clients from what has been a terrible bear market so far. And as I'll discuss, we don't know that it is over yet. And so in our fourth segment this week, we're going to talk about beware of falling knives. Now, you may have heard that expression, and basically, it's if you get the visual, it's when people are buying into a bear market that is still on its way down, and that's not a good thing. So we're going to talk about beware of falling knives. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that, of course, is estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about what I consider to be the greatest inheritance of them all. So I'll ask you, of all the inheritance that you can leave the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, what do you think the greatest inheritance you can leave them is of all? Is it money? Is it real estate? You know, as Lucy said, I want real estate. Is it an IRA? Is it you? What do you think it is? I'll tease you with that. You'll have to be here at about 10 till, and we'll talk about the greatest inheritance of them all. Okay? So we have a great show lined up for you, and I can't wait to dive into it. But before we do that, I just got to give you an update. As you guys know, I'm an avid tennis player. I've actually been playing tennis now for 58 years. I can't even believe it. And most of that tournaments and competitively. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a long-term love affair that has never waned. I had shoulder surgery, which put me out of commission for about a year. And so now I've been coming back. I've been playing quite a bit. But what I've done is I've decided I'm going to hit a two-handed backhand. And, you know, throughout my life, I've always hit a one-hander. So this is new for me, and it's a lot of fun. So let's talk about why the market rallied so much after the Fed came out and said, we're going to increase interest rates. The key thing that you should know is there was one sentence. And if you watch when Fed Chairman Powell uttered that sentence, when he said it, the market went way up right after, literally within seconds of it coming out of his mouth. The sentence was, we are now at levels and broadly in line with our estimates of neutral interest rates. And after front loading our fighting cycle until now, we will be much more data dependent going forward. Now, when he said that, the market went through the roof and it went up 2.5%. Why? Well, the reason why is because up until now, all they've said is we are going to pin our ears back and raise interest rates until inflation is dead. Well, that's kind of a scary open-ended thing. What they've told us now is they're going to be data dependent. Well, the bond market right now is if you look at the futures on the 10-year and the 30-year, what they're saying is inflation is going to be back to around 2% by July of next year. So if that's the case, then the Fed's going to raise interest rates for a while, but then it's all going to go away and all's going to be well. Well, let me just back up the truck here just a moment, and let's look at how successful the Fed has been at doing stuff. In 2000, they caused a lot of people think they caused the big bust that happened then. And the market went down 49%, as you guys may know. In 2008, they started tightening. And guess what happened? We had the 2008 financial crisis. And the market went down 57%. In 2014, we had what's now known as the taper tantrum sell-off because the Fed started tightening and they broke it. In 2015, when China had issues, they did the same thing and they broke it again. They have a history of breaking things. So how valid are the assumptions that inflation are going to be gone in 6 months to a year? In our view, not really. In fact, we think there's going to be a lot more rate increases, and we think this is a race. It's a race between the consumer, which drives profits, which drives our economy, which drives the stock market, in our view. And if the consumer is under pressure from inflation and higher interest rates, we just don't see profits getting better. And if profits are getting worse, we think stock prices will fall. So was that rally a good thing? Well, it gave clarity, and people love clarity, and so people made their bets. But is it something that we should hang our hat on and say this bear market is over? Not ready to make that call yet. So for now, we think being defensive is the best strategy, and that's where we sit with our clients. We're protecting our future. We're protecting our retirement as much as we possibly can. Now, if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, you have to ask yourself a question. If this market goes down another 20%, as many credible analysts are saying, big banks are saying, can you afford that? And what if it takes 2 years to come back, like Y2K and like 2008, or 5 or 7 years like those times took? Can you wait 5 or 7 years to retire? If you are retired, can you wait 5 or 7 years without touching your money because you wanted to all come back from the bear market? I think probably the answer is no. So if that's the case, then I would suggest that what you might want to do is visit with one of our retirement planners and see where you should be right now, given the scenarios that's going on. Our website is rpoa.com. We'll visit with you at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends. So go to our website, RPOA, avail yourself of our content, and meet with one of our retirement planners if you wish. The website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about required minimum distributions. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
La la la, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is... Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of retirement planning every week at this time. So I'm glad you're with us. I hope you are having a fantastic weekend. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. This show is called Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I'm senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And specifically, we work with people who are within 5 years of retirement. In other words, you're within that five-year window. Or people, and I should say, people who are in that first 5 years of their retirement. That decade is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, in our view. Because, you know, now you're retiring, you got a bunch of very important decisions to make. You make them incorrectly, and they could impact you negatively for the rest of your life with Social Security, everything else. So we want to help you with that, and that's what this show is all about. So thank you for joining us. And our website is rpoa.com. And we currently serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families. And if you're not a client, check us out. We have videos, we have articles, we podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe to the show. Also, you can subscribe to our Market Alert video, which we send out weekly as well. Get our latest thinking. Tons of information available to you at rpoa.com. Now, this I want to talk with you about something that, you know, when you reach a certain age, 72 to be specific, you are required to take minimum distributions from your IRAs. And so I want to talk about strategies to think about, even if you are not yet 72. But certainly if you are 72, you need to be aware of it because the penalties are draconian if you do not comply. All right. So but I want to kind of set the stage and kind of tell you the story of where this all came about. So I wanted to take you back to an earlier time. Okay, back when movies were black and white. And the government of the United States decided that Americans were just not saving enough money. And we need Americans to save money because if they save up all their own money, then, you know, when they retire, then they won't have to be taken care of by us, the government. We won't have to have, you know, all these programs. And so we want to encourage that. So how are we going to do that? So they were in this big room. It was all, you know, smoke-filled because everybody smoked back then, you know. So it's a smoke-filled room, all these big, long conference table. And they're talking about it, and this one guy goes, I have a great idea. You know what we're going to do? We're going to create this program. We'll call it IRA. And what we'll do is we'll allow people to put money into these programs. We'll even give them a tax deduction for doing it. That'll encourage them. And then we'll let them have the money grow without being taxed. And it'll go on, and that'll be wonderful. Think about how great that'll be. And so they all thought, yeah, that's a great idea. We should do that. But then the guy in the back of the room, the guy with the Coke bottled glasses, the guy with the pocket protector that has all the ink stains and seven pens in there, who never says anything, suddenly said, gentlemen, you're missing something. The room went quiet. Everybody turned. They're looking at him. He never speaks up, but when he does, it's usually really important. So they all turn. They look at him, and they say, what is it? What's the problem? And he goes, well, the problem, gentlemen, because there were no ladies back then in these meetings, said, gentlemen, if we allow Americans to get a tax deduction on that money, and we allow it to grow tax-free, we will never collect the taxes on all of those dollars. And it's going to grow to be many, many dollars. And we can't have that. And they're all like, oh, he's right. They could actually have all that money sitting there and it'll never get taxed. We'll never collect our taxes. That is downright un-American. And so they say, well,
what you have done is wrong.
Yeah, so we have to fix that. We can't allow people to go forever without paying taxes. Let's change that. How do we do that? So they said, oh, they looked back at the guy with the Coke bottle glasses. He says, I've thought about this, gentlemen, and I have an answer. And they said, well, what is it? Tell us. They said, we're going to have required minimum distributions. We're going to force them to take the money out every year and drain the tub. And we will tax every dollar that comes out. That's how we'll do it. We'll make them take the dollars out over their lifetime. So by the time they die, the tub is empty and we've collected all of our taxes. The room erupted in cheers and huzzas. They picked him up and they carried him around the room cheering him. He's the smartest guy. You figured it all out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that is actually the way it happened. I did not make that whole story up. That is exactly, you can Google it. It's a Googleable fact. Anyway, so the required distributions are a formula that are based on how old you are and how much money you have. And each year, there's a number that is the denominator. You take the value of your IRA at the end of the previous year, and then you divide it by a number that they give you, and this number gets smaller every year. Why? Because if the denominator is smaller every year, guess what? The amount of money you're required to take out becomes larger every year. Why? Because they want you to take it all out. Now, if you don't do that, if you miss taking your required distribution, then the penalty is 50% of that which you should have taken out, in addition to the tax on the amount you take out. So it could be like 70% of the money vanishes. And you don't want...
No!
Yeah, that's a guy who missed the deadline and had to pay it. We actually recorded him the other day. So you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you make that deadline. Now, what can you do in advance of that? Well, there are strategies that you can do, which are called, it's called tax bracket management, where you can start reducing the amount that you have in your IRAs before you reach the age of 72, and therefore reducing the taxes that you're going to pay when you're 72. Because otherwise, if the amount you're required to take out gets too big, that could push you into a higher tax bracket, and the next thing you know is you're paying way more in taxes than you could have had you planned ahead. So, if you have IRAs and you are retired, we'd love to visit with you and help you to think through required minimum distributions and how to maximize your, or should I say minimize your taxes, therefore maximize the longevity of your IRAs. All of those things are part and parcel of what we do. After all, our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, what I would encourage you to do is go to our website, rpoa.com. And when you're there, what you can do is you can access visiting with one of our retirement planners, and what they'll do is they'll walk you through a retirement cash flow plan. We'll take into account the fact that when you're 72 and above, you are going to have to take required minimum distributions. We'll build that. We'll see if you should do that tax bracket management strategy that can reduce your taxes over time potentially. So we have a lot of, we want to help you. And if you don't help us to help you, then we can't. So go to our website, attend our seminars, podcast this show, watch our videos, visit with one of our retirement planners. We are here for you, all right? So go to rpoa.com. And you know, one of the things that we used to do in the past, for those of you who are longtime listeners, we used to have our world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies. Guess what, kids? We're working on bringing them back. Yes, we are. So if you attend a seminar, we're going to work on getting you an oatmeal raisin or a chocolate chunk cookie to enhance your experience. So all of that for you at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to maximize your Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Pennies from heaven. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. And we rain down upon you retirement planning ideas that I think hopefully will help you to succeed in your retirement. We have two goals for you on this show. We want your money to last as long as you do. And we want you to have financial peace of mind. And we also want you to enjoy your retirement. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. And so we want you to go and have fun, enjoy. And before I go a step further, let me just remind you, this is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. That's people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, this show is designed for you. And we now are so blessed. We're so privileged to be able to serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the United States. And if you're not a client, go to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. You can podcast this show. You can subscribe to that, get it delivered to your device. You can watch videos, read articles, attend seminars. I mean, there's so much stuff there. So rpoa.com is our website. Now, this is the part of the show we talk about Social Security, which is probably the single most talked about topic that we have with our clients and prospective clients. When, how, and the important thing about that is that once you make your decision, if a year goes by and you haven't fixed it, then you are stuck with that decision for the rest of your life. And if you made a wrong decision, you didn't do the maximum best way of doing it, you could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. And we don't want that for you. So that's why every week we talk about Social Security. So what I ask of you is you send me your questions, and if I can answer them, I will endeavor to. So my first question here is, her name is Mary. She says, if I start my benefits at age 70, can I switch to getting half of my husband's once he starts getting his retirement benefits from Social Security? So let's assume that the half of his, which is the spousal benefit, is larger than mine. The answer is yes, but you wouldn't add, I'm being ticky-tacky here, but you wouldn't actually be switching. what you would be doing is you'd be adding on the amount out of his that makes you get half of his. Okay, so that's what it is. So this would be added to your existing benefit. So you continue to get your existing benefit, but now they would add the spousal benefit on top of that. Net, net, yes, Mary, you can start at age 70, and then you can switch when your husband starts collecting his at age 66 or when his normal retirement age comes. All right, next question.
Very interesting.
Yes. So here's, yes. Jack, do you know who that is? That's from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, that drop right there. Yeah. There's a few people who know that show. Anyway, let's see here. Husband, he says, I'm 67 and I've started getting my Social Security benefits. My wife is 65 and she has a benefit of $1,083 a month. Can she claim spousal benefits? Can she get half of mine now and let her benefit continue to grow until she's 70? I thought this was possible, but maybe the laws have changed since. Yeah, that's correct. She cannot do that. That's called a restricted application, and that they eliminated a few years ago. So no, she cannot do that. However, there are strategies whereby you can essentially collect your spousal benefit but increase yours while you're waiting and then switch back over to that. So there are strategies that are where you are able to do that. The thing that I hope that I illustrate here with my discussions that I have about Social Security is that Social Security is extremely complicated. It's massively complicated. In fact, I always joke that if there was a gold medal, if there was an Olympics for complexity, Social Security would win the gold medal every time. They would be like Mark Spitz. They would have like 7 gold medals every time, or Michael Phelps. So the thing that you should not do, in my opinion, is do this by yourself. Don't just, make a decision. Talk to a professional about it, because again, a small mistake could reduce the benefit you could have gotten by $100 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's $1,000 a year, $1,200 a year. Multiply that over your lifetime. Let's say you live another 30 years. You just left $30,000, $40,000 on the table, and you don't want to do that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners, and we'll build for you a Social Security retirement plan. However, I want to just preface this by telling you that we'll build it for you in the context of your entire plan. Okay, because Social Security doesn't reside in a vacuum. We need to know how old you are. We need to know your health. We need to know your income. We need to know your tax bracket. We need to know a lot of information so that we can build the entire plan for you that builds Social Security into it to maximize your retirement. So if you want to have peace of mind that you made the right decision, talk to a professional about it. You want your money to last as long as you do? Guess what? Social Security can help with that. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, what we'll do is also we'll talk about cash flow planning for you. We'll talk about how to fight inflation. Should you even be in the market right now? We'll talk about our Invest and Protect strategy. So all kinds of stuff is available to you, and it's at no charge or obligation. So if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Okay. Either way, we will part friends. So our website again is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, should you be buying right now? Well, I'm going to entitle the segment, Beware of Falling Knives. That should give you a visual. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And when stock prices go down is when louses go back to their spouses. There have been a lot of family reunions this year so far. Let me tell you, I bet you a lot of those louses are going home again. Anyway, we are back, and I am senior retirement planner and founder, as I mentioned, of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our website is designed for you. It's rpoa.com. When you're there, you can watch videos. We have articles. You can subscribe to the show. We podcast it. You can subscribe to our weekly market alert video that we put out every week. So lots of stuff available to you there. You can attend our virtual seminars. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And hopefully you'll get some good stuff out of it. One of the things that I want to talk about, this segment is entitled Beware of Falling Knives. And one of the things that happens in bear markets is that you have really, really good trading days, really good ones. And in fact, one of the, we have a philosophy in our firm, which is that yes, you should buy, yes, you should hold, but you should also have a sell strategy. You should also sell. And we call our strategy invest and protect. This is the same strategy that told us to advise our clients and everybody listening to the show for that matter back in November of 2007 to get out of all equities. And of course, you know, 2008 followed and the S&P went down 57%, the stock market. We also said to get out literally the day before the pandemic was announced. And you know what happened in 2020 with the pandemic. So our strategy is designed to mitigate the downside risk, to get out and protect what you have. Now, many people, when these times come, want to advise you that no, that is not a good idea. You should never sell, ever. You should buy and hold, and that's the only play through all the adversity. Just be have a cast iron stomach and don't ever get anxiety. Take lots of sleeping pills and everything will be fine. Well, the problem with that, and so what they say is that you don't want to miss the 20 best trading days. And I'm seeing that now, you know, and in fact, last week we had some really massive trading days, right? It was colossal. And the problem with those massive trading days is that they happen in a time that you don't want to be in the market, in my opinion. So let me give you some historical precedent. So the top 20 trading days, okay? So guess when they happened? They happened during bear markets. So the number one top trading day ever was a gain of 10% in one day. And guess when that happened? 1987. Does anybody remember 1987? That was a terrorist Black Friday, Black Monday, terrible bear market. Of the top 20 best trading days since 1900, all of them happened either during the Great Depression, 1929, they happened in 2008, they happened in Y2K. So those best trading days happened except for one. One of the 20 did not, and that was in 2007. It happened. So 19 of the 20 best trading days all happened during very bad bear markets. So when you have these fantastic trading days, what that should tell you is not I need to buy, but maybe you're in a big bad bear market and you don't know it. So what I'm endeavoring to do in this segment is to illustrate to you that big up days. And for that matter, what's interesting also is that big down days, the top 20 down days, most of them also happen during bear markets, and they followed those very big up days. So it's really an interesting dynamic. There's like an emotional reaction. Oh, maybe this is over, and there's a huge rush to buy. And then what happens is that the, I guess, sanity kicks in, and oh, wait, maybe things aren't as good as it looks like. And then you have those big down days that follow and vice versa. So don't be fooled by big up days. And don't let that be the reason why you start buying in. You always want to be aware of what the macro economy, what's going on in the big picture, and are the trends not working in the right direction? And could this be just a temporary reprieve? And could you be in trouble? So again, it's about emotions. It's controlling your emotions. It's about understanding history and learning from it. Now, obviously, history does not predict the future, but it does give us a lot of knowledge as to what we can, you know, we can use that to our advantage to make more informed decisions, all of those kind of things. Now, navigating through all of that is very difficult. And one of the things that we believe, we have an investment principle that says that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. So if you're over 50, if you're looking at retirement, you're within 5 years of your retirement, or you're already retired, you're in that first 5 years of your retirement, that decade, protecting your principal, in our view, is extremely important. You know, there's a in the financial planning world, there's a risk that's called systematic risk. And what that means is that when do you incur a loss? When is it most dangerous to your retirement? And it is most dangerous if it's within that decade, because If you want your money to last as long as you do, which is what we want for you, then taking big losses early in your, before you retire, certainly will delay it, but early in your retirement could cause you to be unable to support the lifestyle that you want with the money that you have. I mean, you don't need to be a mathematician to understand what I'm saying. So protecting principle is very, very important. And my question to you is, do you have a strategy to protect yourself during bear markets and bad times? Well, we do. It's called Invest and Protect. What I want you to do is go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can subscribe to this show. You can podcast it. You can get our market alert video, which we send out weekly. You'll get our latest thinking. Also, what you'll do is you can sign up to attend our virtual seminars. They are free for those of you that are over 50. And we talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security, strategies on when and how to, if you have enough money to retire, we help you calculate that. You can visit with one of our retirement planners if you don't want to go to a seminar. And what they'll do is they'll customize it to your situation. We'll tell you if you have enough to retire. We'll tell you where to get your income from. We'll help you to reduce your income taxes. We'll help you do your estate planning. We want to do all of that for you, no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And it actually is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And you know, what's interesting about it is, you know, over the years, I've met with a lot of people who have chosen not to become clients for one reason or another. I have to say it's a very small minority, because once you meet us, you're just going to say, I want to be a client. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry to tell it to you. It's just so good. But anyway, so, you know, but, you know, we've met with them again, and, you know, we want to meet with you and help you if we can. Whether you become a client or not is secondary. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what do you think is the greatest inheritance that you can leave to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. It's not what you think. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. I'm laughing because of that delay there. Jack, you're not on your game, man. You got to hit the button. You got to get the applause instantly. Let's do that again. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I... No! You did that in the middle of my... No, you're supposed to do it... All right, never mind. I am the host of this show, senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired, or retiring soon, and currently we work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the United States, and if you're not a client, I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Check us out. We have lots of resources there available to you. You can subscribe to this show, podcast it. You can subscribe to our weekly market alert video we send out to get our latest thinking. You attend seminars, all kinds of stuff available to you. So our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the segment of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And of course, that is also known as estate planning. And of course, I kid. You know, I get emails from people that my heirs are not greedy or unwashed. I got news for you. You're in denial. Yes, they are. They're greedy and they are unwashed. And they're undeserving. So there. But anyway, this segment, I want to talk with you. You know, normally we talk about trusts and we talk about estate taxes and inheritance and wills and all that kind of stuff, which is great and important. But this week, I want to talk with you about what is the greatest inheritance that you could leave to the aforementioned greedy unwashed, and what do you think that is? And I'm going to let you go to, and is it cars? Is it money? Is it real estate? Is it IRAs? You know, what do you think it is? I'll let you ponder that. But first, Jack, can ya play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches
if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're not going to do that. We're going to deviate from our appointed task, and we're going to talk about the greatest inheritance of all. What do you think it is? So let's go down the list. Do you think it's money? Do you think it's real estate? Do you think it's IRAs? Is it jewelry? I will say no, none of the above. I would say that the greatest gift, the greatest inheritance that you can leave to your heirs is your values, your morals, the things that made you who you are, the lessons that you can teach future generations. And so how can you do that? So here's what with technology today, it's so easy. All you need to do is get your phone out, turn on the camera, sit on the sofa with your spouse, if you have a spouse, and tell your future heirs what is most important to you. What are your values? What do you believe in? And, you know, a lot of times I ask clients, if you were gone and your grandchildren wanted to give a lesson of life lessons, values, morals to your grandchildren, and you're no longer here and you want them to watch a video of you telling them that, what would you say? What would be the things you would want them to learn? And I think that that is the most important thing, because if you teach somebody, and it's the old thing, you teach somebody how to fish, then they can fish for themselves the rest of their lives. So if you give them money, yeah, that's great. People love getting money, there's no question. But if you are a successful person and you've been a good saver, you've been a good investor, you've done well in your life financially, if you leave those lessons behind for your heirs, if you teach them that in a video, and you just tell them, this is what I believe, these are our values, these are our morals, then they can learn from that. And if they apply it, they can be as successful as you were, and you don't have to leave them money and stuff. They can build their own lives. And it's very easy to do. It's free, right? All you have to do is stick your camera on a little tripod and video it. And think about if you could watch videos of your grandparents or your great-grandparents telling you what they thought were the most important lessons of life, their values, their morals. How valuable, how precious would that be? I think it's worth more than all the money, everything in the world. It's something that you can do. So what is the greatest inheritance of all time? Passing on your morals and your values to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. That's what it is. So now, that's not a money thing, I know, but it's still a nice thing. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You know, by the way, estate planning is something you should not do without talking to an attorney, talking to a professional that can help you. Now, we do not dispense legal advice, but we can help you to think about the questions that you should ask your attorney when you want to build your estate plan, when you want to figure out how to leave your stuff to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way. So we want to help you do that. We also want to help you to build your retirement plan. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and if you click on Meet with an Advisor, what you can do then is sit down with one of our retirement planners, and they'll walk you through what we call our RCFP, our Retirement Cash Flow Plan. In that plan, we're going to talk about when and how to take Social Security benefits. We're going to walk you through that decision making. We'll help you to see how much risk you need to take with your investments. How should you be diversified? We're going to talk about with you how much you're going to leave to your heirs. We'll cash flow that and predict that for the future. We'll look at your income taxes. We'll look at just a ton of stuff. And we'll do all of that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. That's what we're all about. And if we can't, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charges, no obligation, and we will part friends. So go to our website, rpoa.com, and avail yourself of those resources. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's a trap. tell me the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.